Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is a returning guest, Micaiah Bilger, who writes for LifeNews.com. And we're going to talk about the subject of Joe Biden and other liberal politicians who are Catholics, but they continue to receive communion, even though their own church or the majority of leaders in their own church says they really shouldn't do that because of their pro-abortion position. So, Micaiah, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. It's always good to talk with you.
You know, it's really kind of an interesting situation, and I am approaching this from a different faith tradition than the Catholic position. But look, who gets to decide what the rules of the church are, you know, the church or the politicians?
Yes, and that is a big debate right now in the Catholic Church, and I'll, you know, state very clearly too that I'm Protestant, so I'm not Catholic, but I have family who are Catholic, and I've been writing a lot about it, so I know a lot about it, but I'm not Catholic myself. But it really has been an issue that's kind of come to a head because of President Joe Biden. Biden professes to be a very devout Catholic. He talks about how he always carries rosary beads around and how he goes to Mass regularly and, you know, that he's a very sincere and devout Catholic. The problem is his actions do not, and his political actions do not match his faith, quite the opposite. He's advocating for abortion in a very radical way that is very openly defiant of what he claims to believe to be true in the Catholic Church, that every human life is sacred and valuable from the moment of conception to natural death. So this has been a matter of debate among Catholics, and especially the Catholic bishops in America, wondering what to do. Some of them have said that because of Biden professing so strongly to be a Catholic, but doing, you know, the opposite and promoting abortion, he's really creating scandal for the church. He's misleading Americans, especially Catholics and Christians, about what the church teaches about the sacredness of human life. And they're really debating what to do, whether he should be denied communion, rebuked publicly, and so there's a huge debate going on right now, and over the weekend, last weekend, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops voted to draft a document regarding the issue of communion and what to do about teaching people about receiving it and the worthiness of receiving it. You know, Protestant or Catholic, you know, we all believe this is communion is something, you know, we need to, in the Bible it talks about repenting and coming to it with a worthiness, recognizing our own sins and repenting before we receive communion. And so that's what this document that the bishops voted to draft is going to be about, hopefully helping people better understand just what communion is and how we need to approach it, especially when we're sinful. And so, yeah, we'll see what exactly that document brings. But they did take action on that over the weekend.
You know, it's interesting. There used to be a phrase, cafeteria Catholic. And to me, this is a tremendous example of that. You know, I'll take this. My church teaches this. Okay, I'll agree with that. I'll take that. My church is, you know, teaches this. I'll agree with that. But then it teaches this other thing. Abortion is wrong. Oh, no, I can't agree with that. Where would I get in my politics, you know, with the Democrat Party if I continue down that line? By the way, Joe Biden did not used to be as radical in his positions on abortion as he is now. I mean, there was a time when he opposed federal funding of abortion, so he was in favor of the Hyde Amendment. Now he's throwing the Hyde Amendment to the wolves or to the wind, you know.
Yep, exactly. What's so radical about Biden and abortion is he's doing things that have not been done before, have not been pushed before, you know, in many, many decades. by presidents, and the Hyde Amendment, which is a federal ban on taxpayer funding for abortions in Medicaid and other federal programs. That amendment has been in place since 1976.
Wow.
It's widely supported by Americans,
Even
both pro-life and pro-choice.
Even now.
Democrat and Republican. Even now. Yes, even now. But the abortion industry wants it gone. They give huge donations to Democrats and some pro-abortion Republicans, too. And they want it gone. And while Biden was on the campaign trail, he reversed his position on the Hyde Amendment and said that he would fight to end it. And 2 weeks ago, I believe it was, just very recently, he introduced his proposed budget and did what he promised, eliminated the Hyde Amendment. So if Biden's budget passes as he wants it to, we will be forced to fund the killing of unborn babies in abortions for any reason. And for the first time in more than 40 years.
It's terrible. You know, and the irony, too, is that, as you said earlier, he just touts himself as a devout Catholic. The New York Times said a couple or a few months ago, finally, we've got a devout religious believer in the White House, you know. But it's like, it's so meaningless. I mean, his own church teaches that it is wrong to kill unborn babies in the womb. And the amazing thing, too, about Biden in this is that he defiantly said, even after the recent rulings where the leaders have said, you know, we're going to rearticulate this, don't receive communion if you are holding this pro-abortion stance. And Biden is like, I don't care. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and receive communion anyway. Nobody's going to stop him.
That just shows me that his faith is not in the right place. I mean, you know, we're called to repent and to recognize that we're all sinful. We all, you know, need to repent. That's why we need Christ. And he doesn't seem to realize that. I agree. I think what is so jarring to me is that Biden says that he's personally pro-life, but he doesn't want to force his beliefs on others, and that's why he supports abortion publicly. But that doesn't make sense, because
no.
He's planning to force us to fund abortions. I mean, that's forcing your beliefs on someone else. The vast majority of Americans who disagree, even the ones who support abortion to some extent, do not want their tax dollars to pay for it. And yet, that's exactly what Biden's doing. It's very... it's ridiculous. Hypocritical.
Well, yeah. There were politicians in America before the Civil War that said, you know, personally, I'm opposed to abortion, but who am I to impose my beliefs, you know, on the political side of things? And, you know, it's the same basic argument. You're really for it or you're against it. Now, interestingly, since the bishops or the leaders of the Catholic Church came out and said that, the politician, like Joe Biden, that says they're Catholic, but they go ahead and they promote abortion, they should be denied communion. There's actually been a Democrat legislator, congressperson from, I believe it was from the state of Texas, who said, oh, the Catholic Church should be denied its tax-exempt status for taking such a position. Isn't that an interesting situation?
Yes, and I'm trying to recall that legislator's name, but I did write a little bit about him a day or two ago.
To be honest with you, I never even heard of him before the incident. I never heard of him.
Yes. He's not one of the top leaders. There's so many congresspeople, but yes, there. And I believe he was Catholic, pro-abortion Catholic lawmaker. Yes, he wrote publicly on Twitter that he thinks that the Catholic Church is going to politicize communion, that the legislature should take away their tax-exempt status, as a religious body. It's really sad. It's not the church is just standing up for the truth and for life and for what, God teaches about the value of unborn babies. And politicians are spinning this and claiming it's political. No, the politicians are the ones who are making this political. The right. church is just trying to do what's right and standing up for, you know, morality and the truth.
Boy, that's so true. In fact, Dr. D. James Kennedy, the ultimate founder of this radio station, used to say, using abortion as an example, he said the church has always been, from the very beginning, opposed to abortion and has always been providing loving alternatives to abortion. But it's had a consistent voice in this. Only in the last generation or two has abortion become a political issue. And now, all of a sudden, we're preaching politics by speaking out against abortion? No, that's not true. And so, you're right. The person who's the group that is politicizing the issue of the sacraments or whatever are the liberal politicians or the liberal, you know, leaders and shakers of our culture that basically want abortion rights and don't care what the church really believes, you know, whatever the particular church happens to be when it comes to abortion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this really is not about politics. Ultimately, it's about basic truth. It's about basic human rights. And for us who are Christians, it's about, following God. And honestly, sorry, there's traffic in the background. I apologize. And honestly, being Christians, following Christ and what he teaches. About, you know, how each one of us is precious and valuable and created in God's image. And it's sad that it's become so politicized and that some people have bought into that. But ultimately, you know, we know that the truth will prevail and the truth sets us free. And, we just have to keep fighting the good fight.
But here's what's intriguing to me about this whole issue is here's what the First Amendment says in the very opening of it related to religion and the public square. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Basically, the founding fathers did not want the state to get involved in the church business. They saw, many of them coming from Europe and seeing what happens when a state and the church, you know, take over each other or whatever. In other words, you basically have a state church and you must conform to that. And if you don't, we will punish you regardless of your conscience rights. They did not want that in America. Who the heck are these politicians to determine what the church policy should be? That's the core issue. Who gets to decide mm-hmm. what the standards of Catholic doctrine when it comes to the subject of abortion should be? The politicians or the church itself? And I say that also not as a Catholic, but I think this is a fascinating point because the church has the right. And here's another thing, and we only have about a minute left, but receiving communion is a privilege. It is not a right guaranteed to everybody. And so, why don't you close on this thought, if you would?
Sure. Yeah, I agree 100%. And I'm glad to see so many Catholic bishops stepping up and standing up and starting to really speak up and say that we need to do something about this. We need to be strong as a church and, really be shepherds and help people understand, that this is about faith. This is not about politics, that communion is something that we need to, be self-reflective about. We need to repent. And I'm encouraged to see so many religious leaders really standing up and speaking truth and helping people understand.
Receiving communion in that particular church body is like getting a driver's license. It is a privilege. It's not a right.
Yes.
And you must, follow the rules. Okay, Micaiah, thanks so much for being with us. LifeNews.com for more information. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.